brought to you by Aspen Avionics, whose Evolution flight display is a flexible and upgradable PFD, MFD, and hazard awareness solution for general aviation aircraft. At Aspen, we design products to be affordable, upgradable, easy to install, and easy to own. And by Aviation Insurance Resources. Talk to pilots who value your airplane even before they insure it. Call 877-247-7767 or visit air-pros.com today.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Air Venture 2012. I'm with Terry Hurt of SMA. And you've given us a briefing here, Terry, about the new improvements in the what was the SR-305 diesel engine. Can you tell us some of the technical improvements that made it a more marketable engine than it was when it first appeared? And that's been over 10 years now.
Yeah, it appeared 10 years ago, and we have currently 40 of them flying. And then in 2007, we thought it was time to improve that basic configuration by improving first the domain of flight domain. Means, for instance, that we now achieve a ceiling of 20,000 feet instead of something like 12,000 feet before. We also achieve a better relight capabilities inside the domain, whether it is in altitude or in cold temperature. And we also achieve better reliability of the parts. To do that, we have changed something like, well, let's say 80% of the parts, and we have been through a complete recertification of the engine, including many testing, to be sure that we get what we wanted, and in particular, to have, at the entry into service, a very good TBO and a good reliability.
Now, this engine will come out of the box with a 2400-hour TBO, is that right?
And this is it. We wanted having I would say one of the best TBO in that field, because we feel that this is something which is valuable for the customer. And having been working myself on the CFM56, I know that this is a key for the success of an engine, having a low cost of ownership, which is mainly achieved through a good TBO or any other consideration on very good, I would say, maintenance cost.
What did you do specifically to improve the altitude envelope up to 20,000 feet?
Well, I will not enter into very deep details. Just give an example. We have a new turbocharger, for instance. The first one was a turbocharger which was developed from, I would say, off-the-shelf elements. Whether this one has been fully developed by SMA, which is something we can do because we have the capacity to do that due to our, I would say, attachment or people coming from the mother company, SNECMA. We can develop that kind of turbocharger on our own.
And what did you learn from the 40 engines that are out there in the field? And I assume they're still out there running and all over the world, I guess. What were some of the principal things you learned from that experience?
The first thing is that if you want to get success, you have to be good with the in-service support, which is something we want to increase every day. That's the same for the big engines. The key of the success is not only to certify an engine, not only to get a contract with the OEM, not only to manufacture, but also to have a good in-service support. So probably this is the key of the success. We got some experience in the field with that. It was not easy. We are still supporting the fleet of the Dash 1 engine, the first engine. But for the Dash E, we will have also a teaming with Lycoming to be sure that we team with the best network of maintenance, I would say distributors and people to help in the field.
Does that mean that eventually, as the Cessna program goes forward, that the parts for this engine will appear in the Lycoming parts change and in the service chain?
Well, currently, the agreement we have is that the parts will be distributed through the network of Lycoming and the network of Cessna, both. So we have an agreement that says that our parts catalog will be distributed through the Cessna and Lycoming network. The parts are coming from SMA, but they will be distributed through this network. So it means that right away, at the entry to service, we have more than 200, 250 people in the world to distribute those parts and equipment.
Now, is the engine now fully approved for the Cessna application? And if it's not, when will that happen?
No, absolutely. It is, as far as the engine is concerned, it is fully approved. We have made a specific engine for this application, which is called the Dash E for Enhanced C1. C1 stands for Cessna 1, means that maybe going to have a Cessna 2, Cessna 3 if required. So this engine has been fully certified specifically for this application, and now it is installed in the Cessna demonstration aircraft you've seen, and it will be certified along with the aircraft as far as the installation is concerned. But the engine itself is fully certified.
And do you have any schedule on when the airplane and engine will be certified together?
Well, it is up to Cessna to do that. Anyway, they said and they declared that the entry into service will be for the second quarter of 2013, next year, so they will get the certification before that.
SMA will be ready to produce rate production by then?
We are currently running the production for the first engines. First engines are to be delivered before the end of the year, so that we are ready for the first delivery in 2013.
And what are the fuel specifics of that engine now?
Many, we cite two of them. The first is that we use a Jet A, many versions of the Jet A, whether it is the Jet A itself or TS1 or JP8 or whatever. We have been certified for many fuels. And the big advantage is that you find this everywhere in the world. This is a big advantage in some region of the world where the avgas is no longer available. And the second one is that the fuel consumption due to the cycle is pretty low. We expect a fuel reduction of 30% as compared with the avgas. I would say also something that about the fuel itself, the Jet A is unleaded. So we participate in the reduction of the emissions and the reduction of lead and emission. So that's the third advantage.
Do you know, can you give me a figure on the brake specific fuel consumption on the engine?
What we expect is that the fuel consumption would be less than 11 gallon per hour. And this is really conservative. This is probably less than that.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the update.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Paolo.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2012. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by 4Flight, makers of intelligent iPad apps for pilots. Visit 4Flight.com to learn more about 4Flight Mobile for iPad. With best-in-class design and backed by fanatical pilot support, 4Flight Mobile is aviation's most popular app. And by Sennheiser S1 Aviation Headsets. Experience the quiet revolution with groundbreaking digital adaptive noise cancellation technology and comfort features that allow you to fully customize your personal S1.